Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keep it rolling here, fellas. After failing to hold a 20-3 lead, the Ravens faced a fourth down from the Bills' two-yard line with the game tied at 20 and 4:15 left. Rather than attempt a 19-yard field goal, Baltimore put the ball in the hands of Lamar Jackson, who missed an open receiver through an interception. John Harbaugh defending his decision to go for it in Sunday's 23-20 loss to Buffalo, downplaying the Marcus Peters outburst as well.
Down game anymore. It's a four down game. You're putting them out there. You're putting your defense at a disadvantage because they've got four downs to convert all the way down the field and a chance to again score seven. And then you lose the game on a touchdown. So hindsight, you could take the points. But if you look at it analytically, I understand why we did it.
I was fine with it, you know, because if we would have executed that, we would have scored a touchdown. That wouldn't even be no question right now. You know, nobody wouldn't be disappointed. Next time we'll get it.
After allowing their second come-from-behind win this season, the Ravens joined the 2011 Lions as the only team in NFL history to blow multiple 17-plus point leads in their first four games of the NFL season. Look who showed up. Ryan Clark in the building. RC, good to see you.
Good to see you guys today, man. I'm so glad that y'all are back, man, in the NY.
Yeah.
So now y'all are just doing y'all own show in LA. Like, Molly and I were basically like everybody that was at home.
Yeah.
We just watched the show. And it was a good show, though.
Michael, you had no idea we were still here. Stephen A. was aware. Michael had no
I got news for you. I was watching it just like y'all was. I didn't say anything. I let the man go on an 11-minute sweaty diatribe. Okay, about a team that is not worthy of the praise he's giving them. But it's all right because it's a setup.
But it's important for people to realize that talent comes in many forms. And I thought that was a great talent and a gift of yours to know when to sit back and just let it go.
I agree.
That's what you did. I thought it was great talent.
Listen, you have to let people dig their own grave.
Oh, please. Oh, get all right.
Now you got to take away. I was trying to give you something.
No, you wasn't. Why you got to try to take that away?
No, you weren't trying to give yourself.
You did it yourself.
He thinks it's pity love. That was a little love, right?
I don't want that all. There is a reason that the Dallas Cowboys have the most disgusting, nauseating fan base in American history, and he epitomized it. Instead of listening to them on social media or watching them at the stadium, I get to see it right here in the flesh. It will happen. Okay. Just be patient.
RC, Bills comeback or Ravens collapse?
You know what? It was actually both. And I think we try to live in this world where it can only be one or the other. But this is the Baltimore Ravens dropping interceptions that lead to Josh Allen touchdowns on bootlegs. This is the Baltimore Ravens going forward on fourth down when they should be kicking the field goal. But then Jordan Poyer making a great interception that gives them the ball on the 20 instead of the 2. Right. This is Rashad Bateman dropping a third down and 7 where he has a great inside move. And then on the next drive, Stephon Diggs makes a kick. That's probably the catch of the game on his fingertips when he catches the back of the ball. You know, you don't want to do
that,
playmaker. When you look at the different instances.
And put the last one, because Lamar Jackson missed his play right here at the end of the game. If he'd have seen this earlier in the corner.
Yes. Right. But the other piece is this, right? This is a team that's great on fourth and two, on fourth and three. Why are they great? They put Lamar Jackson in run pass options. Yep. This time, you decide a straight drop back. Mm. I feel like toward the end of the game, the Baltimore Ravens coached in fear. When you listen to John Harbaugh say why he went for it on fourth down, he talked about all the ways he could find a way not to lose.
Right.
He never talked about a way
to
win.
I didn't want to put him on four downs.
Right. If they score 7 at the worst, you know, we go to overtime. No. What about if we score 3 and we hold, we win the football game.
Turnover.
And I feel like they didn't play that way.
Yeah. And I'm with you on that. And I don't know if anybody here is going to deny that. You should have kicked that field goal right then, right there. And I thought, Ryan, and you're a defensive player, you know, I thought this was a great opportunity to lift your defense back.
Their power up.
Right, their power up.
Yeah.
Right here,
that's
right
the whole
now.
Point.
This is the time to say, hey, you know, to try to conjure up that Ray Lewis ghost, that Ed Reed ghost, and go make a play right here. And 20 points from the Buffalo Bills, that's pretty good. I don't care what
right.
you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Right.
If you're going to hold the Buffalo Bills to 20 points, that defense is doing a pretty good job.
That's a couple of things. Number one, one of the reasons why the Buffalo Bills were able to score 17 unanswered points to tie the game was because Josh Allen was running with the football effectively. Why was he running with the football effectively? Because the receivers weren't as open as he's accustomed to seeing them open, mm-hmm. which means that Baltimore was doing something right in that regard. So to me, y'all are absolutely right, and it gets to a bigger point as well. Sometimes you can elevate accountability by displaying disappointment. Now, that's kind of negative, and I get all of that, but stay with me on this. You haven't been showing up as a defense for the previous 20 games. We've been riding the coattails of Lamar Jackson. Today, y'all playing better. Well, we're going to give you this three-point lead.
Yeah.
Okay, show me what you
right.
got.
Yep.
Give me an opportunity to believe in you again.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Because if you don't,
I might go in a different direction in the future, and I'm going to hold on to this moment. So you got an opportunity right now as a defense to show up and stand up, and Harbaugh of all people not granting that defense the opportunity is shocking.
I wanted him to do it, Stephen A., and you make a great point, but I want his approach to be different. And I dealt with this. I remember I had a coach talk to one of the linebackers, Hamburg, that came in. And he said, hey, man, I'm going to put you in because this guy quit on me. Another guy quit. Mm. He said, I'm going to put you in, but don't you mess up. You know what that linebacker, he came right to me and said, Mike, man, this is what coach said, man. Why would he talk to me like that?
Why would he do that?
Why would he talk to me like that? I went to this coach and talked to him, and I said, coach, why'd you approach him like this? He said, Michael, how would you have approached it? I used the Jimmy Johnson. I said, I know what Coach Johnson said to me when I was a freshman in college, and he had just lost Eddie Brown and Stanley Shakespeare. He came to me and said, hey, the whole country is wondering, what will Miami do at wide receiver? He said, wait till I show them Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
Don't let me
now
down.
I'm fired up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm ready to roll.
Oh, my God. He said, hey, don't
yes,
let me
sir.
Down. I said, okay. I said, coach, why couldn't you go to him that way? And this was a great opportunity for Harbaugh to go to his defense that
I
way.
I agree.
And say, everybody's wondering, what kind of defense are you? I know what you are.
Yep.
I'm going to give you this three-point lead. Go take care of your business. I know you won't let me down. And give them that lift right there.
May I respond?
Yes, you may.
I love that story. It's beautiful. It's very touching and very inspirational. I'm not denying it one bit. And I'm not saying there isn't a place for that, fellas. I get it. I understand it. The only reason I raised my hand at MRC was because he said Jimmy Johnson. You mean the same Jimmy Johnson that made it famous to tell everybody, I am consistent in how I will treat you.
Right.
I'm consistent with consistency.
Right.
Those who play well will be better,
but
be treated
know,
better
yeah.
than those who don't.
But this,
isn't
so you're
that
saying
the same
but
sound?
The defense hasn't been playing well?
The defense has been playing like garbage. So what I'm
but,
saying
but
is
the kicker, but you need them. There's no, you can't substitute
we agree. We agree. Remember?
You need this.
So what I'm saying to you is that Jimmy Johnson might have said, instead of that, he might have sat up there and said, this is y'all moment. This is y'all moment. Don't make me regret it. He might have said that. Are you denying that Jimmy Johnson might have said that?
No, he may say that.
That's all I'm saying.
He may say
that's all I'm saying.
He may say it in practice when we ain't practicing.
Come on, dog.
Like, I know you brothers that came up out them ghettos think these scholarships are 4 years, but they are 1 year renewable. And we ain't getting better practice. Y'all going to be going back home.
Hey,
now, he may say it that way. He may say it that way. He ain't going to say it in the game.
1 year renewable.
Still 1 year renewable. And you brothers going to be going back.
The big thing about this game is John Harbaugh has not gotten to a point where he has no belief in his defense. Absolutely no belief. And that's okay. It's okay for you to know that. It's not okay for the world to know that. And it's not okay for your defense to know that. That's an opportunity. Much like Brian Daboll went to his defense and went to his team and said, you know what? Do you guys want to go for two? He knew what he wanted to do, but he wanted to include the team.
Right.
Go to your defense and say, if I get you three, can you make me right?
Right.
If I go here and get you points,
and now if you don't,
we can't have that conversation the rest of the year.
Ryan, that's the only place I would have been okay with Harbaugh going for it. Right there. If Lamar Jackson and that offense turned to him and said, we going for it, I'm step out. I then you step out of the way and let that offense take that. I'll be okay with that.
You are right. You know why? because the defense would see Lamar doing that, right. And they would say, it ain't about us. He's saying it's about him. He going to do this.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
Yep.
But because that didn't happen, the coach, we talk about the Ravens here. We're talking about two-time Super Bowl champions in the last 20 years, predicated on their defense.
Yep.
Predicated on their defense. You cannot avoid that scenario and don't give your defense a chance to close
the deal. Let's leave it there.
You can't do that.
I'm with that. Okay. I want the opportunity. Right. Fumble that defense.
It's over.
Yeah, okay. I'm done with it. I'm going to let it go.
No, I'm just teaching him, right? We're working on it.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Time for some quick takes. Travis Kelce called Patrick Mahomes a modern-day Houdini after multiple great plays, including this impressive spinning TD to Clyde Edwards-Helaire against the Bucs. RC, how did he do it?
I do not know. When you think about this Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense and guys like Levante David chasing you, you get pressure from the inside. To be able to do a spin move, then hit a step back, sidestep, and flip the ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the end zone, you're playing on a different level. This is when you're playing a dude in your neighborhood that's just better at horse than you are. He's doing all the dribbles before the shot, and then he shoots the ball behind his head from the back of the goal. Patrick Mahomes last night showed you that he has not only taken a step forward without Tyreek Hill, but he's showing again why he, if he's not the best, is one of the top two quarterbacks in the entire NFL.
All right, Seahawks fans held their breath they watched DK Metcalf get carted off the field to the locker room, were relieved to find out he just needed to use the restroom. Metcalf tweeting that Clint walked.
That clinch wasn't going to get it. My dog's not having a cheek tight.
With a crying laughing emoji, Michael, can you relate to any? Wait. The question was, can you relate to anything like this?
And we all can.
I feel embarrassed to ask.
Well, not in a game.
I jogged across the field in Oakland in the middle of the second quarter.
I've never had a situation. Usually my body likes to clear out before we go to the game. You know what I mean? Before you go to the game, man, and be in
this. But here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
When you got to go, you got to go. And if that brother needed to get a ride there, he had to go back.
I know
he didn't think he was going to make it. That's what that was.
Paul Pierce faked the whole injury. for him to get right. Listen, man. Sometimes it's bigger than the game.
Could you imagine if you let it go in front of people in public? And it'll be more embarrassing than that.
Hell no.
If you need a ride, you need a ride.
So he was just, you need a car. Get the car. What's wrong, yo? Go get the car. Go get the car. I need a car. Like, what is going on? I couldn't imagine that, man.
Hey, I respect it. DK, I respect it, bro. Better than the alternative, dog.
That brother had to go to bed.
I'd have been hot for whoever let this out. Who told the people that I was holding these cheeks tight? Hey, guys, we here. Go get the car. Somebody said, no, we should have said something.
You got to go. Hell with that.
Ain't no shade.
It is not no shade.
Every human being got to go to the bathroom. And we understand. We understand.
I love this conversation.
Hey, man.
In the middle of a game.
It's really feeling like one of the guys.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It's been a rough stretch for the Panthers. I don't even say anything.
He had a rough stretch, too.
Who were booed by their fans after being outscored by the Cardinals 23-6 in the second half. Baker Mayfield with another unimpressive performance, going 22 for 36, 197 yards, one TD, two picks. That's a 7.4 QBR for those that are counting. Kyler Murray started slow but came alive, 117, two throwing TDs, one running TD. In the second half alone, Baker wasn't fazed by those boos, though.
Obviously, I'm frustrated with the fact that we're 1-3. I mean, that's it, though. We're 4 weeks into the year. You know, we can sit here and let you guys pile on us, or we're going to come together as a locker room. That's exactly how we're going to handle it. I don't really care about the fact that our fans are booing or what's going on. We're going to figure it out. And when we win, it'll still be just us in the locker room. And that's really all I care about. So we're going to be just fine.
Okay. May I go? I don't even need the question.
Sure, whatever you want. Question.
I want the camera to look at me right now. Baker Mayfield, you look awful. Just awful. You do not look like a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And your career is in jeopardy because that's how sorry you look. I'm not saying it to get on you. I'm saying it to get you up because I know you're better than this, and I'm not rooting against you. 54% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, as anemic, as pedestrian as it gets. We used to get on our colleague here, Tim Tebow, because I used to sit up there and say he wasn't the greatest thrower in the world. But damn it, at least he could run with the football. He did have the number one running attack when he was the quarterback. You can't do that. The fact of the matter is you look God awful. Awful. And let me say this. The reason why I wanted the camera on me, my brother, this ain't Cleveland and Lake Erie. I know that's a great sports town. Don't get me wrong. You can't be talking like that in the Bible Belt. We don't care what the fan thinks, the fans think. And then guess what? Because when we turn this around and we win, it's going to only be us in that locker room anyway. This is North Carolina. It's the Bible Belt. They don't play that. They'll run you out of town for your press conferences.
Yeah.
They'll run you out of town for your quotes. You better zip it. You ain't got these progressive commercials to lean on anymore where you know, you could soft soap things. You got to ball. And until you ball, you got to be quiet. You can't say stuff like that. I mean, this is not Stephen A. Stephen A's not getting on them. Like, it's not me. I'm telling you, I know that area. I went to Winston-Salem State University. It's an hour away. I'm incredibly familiar with North Carolina. All of North Carolina. Curtisville, Salisbury, you know what I'm saying? Burlington. I didn't bring up Raleigh, Durham, Greensboro, Charlotte. I brought up the little small towns, Archdale. I brought up the little small towns because I want this brother to know. I know North Carolina.
Right.
You cannot talk like that when you are playing that bad.
Right.
Zip it. Because they will run you out of town, and they'll make you untenable for the rest of the league if you're not
careful. But be real.
Playing.
The only time you talk like that is when you're playing that bad. Let's say Baker Mayfield was playing out of his mind, and the Carolina Panthers were still losing, and they were getting booed. You know what he'd say? We get it fixed. Right now, we're moving in the right direction. But when you can't fall back on your play, when you can't point to the fact that we are moving in the right direction, and as a team, we are together, that's what you got to say because you get defensive.
But
right?
You got to get patience. Because wait, we got to play these games. You guys are coming in the stands. So let's make sure these people know that they do matter. We want to put a good product on the field. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, nobody wants to hear the boos. We got to get that fixed. Just say that. Don't say, don't bother me. Don't matter.
Because
now you make people want to do it more.
It's only going to be us.
They make you want to do it more.
The bottom line is the way he's playing, though. Right? This is supposed to be the opportunity for a resurgence. This is supposed to be where Baker Mayfield gets to show the entire world that the quarterback that he was for 50% of his time in Cleveland, it's not who he is.
Could you do me a favor?
He's actually worse now.
Do me a favor.
He's worse.
Put into perspective. Hold on, Mike. I want y'all both, you first, then you, Mike. I want you to put in perspective for us how awful he has been. Because I want to make sure everybody know I ain't exaggerating.
Well, I think the big thing is when you look at Baker Mayfield and not just the numbers, right, his effect on the team. Right, this team has gotten worse from what we saw last year with Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker, and Cam Newton. Baker Mayfield is putting less of an effort into getting this team to move the football, into protecting the football, into adding to what each player does. D.J. Moore is not as good as he used to be now that Baker Mayfield is the quarterback. Robbie Anderson isn't making the big plays down the field that we had seen from him, other than the one early on in the year against the Cleveland
Christian
Browns.
Christian McCaffrey.
Since Baker Mayfield has been the quarterback.
Christian McCaffrey.
And Christian McCaffrey,
is healthy,
who many believe is the most talented running back in football, is not playing well. This team is 1-3, and when you look back at the one win, that is also a game that this team could have lost. And so Baker Mayfield, who was supposed to come in and be an upgrade over Sam Darnold, has been none of that.
How much of it is on Baker, though?
My issue is this. Baker's not a superior talent. He's not a superior talent. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not somebody that can do it by himself. You're always going to need other people. You're going to need your teammates. You're going to need this fan base. You're not a superior talent. Why come in with this bravado, with this stuff, with this false bravery, like you don't want appreciation, and you don't want people to think highly of you? I don't care what they think. Stop doing that. Stop it. You're trying to win this area. You're trying to buy time. It takes time to come over to a new team, learn a new offense, learn new receivers. It takes time to do all of that. We are in week 4. You got in here late. Come in here humble. Come in here wanting to learn. Say, hey, man, I got in here late. I'm trying to get better. Yes, that bothers me. Yeah. I don't want to hear the boos. I want to get this thing on track. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Stop all that old false fake bull like you some tough guy that can ride high all by yourself because you're not a superior talent. You need people around you to play well.
No That's question. Let me say this, you two. Let's put this on Front Street. Matt Rhule, head coach for the Carolina Panthers, pack your bags. You're done after this year. You won't be a head coach in Carolina.
Sure.
It's over. It's over for him. Ben McAdoo, some people question whether you deserve to be the offensive coordinator anyway because your offensive, the Giants, were so offensive when you were there as the head coach. Okay? You pack your bags too. But folks are going to look at Baker Mayfield, and there were questions as to whether or not the players believed in them in Cleveland. People were salivating at them, you know, talking about how they were killing weight to get at Baker. And obviously, it was a competitive game when they lost to Cleveland to open the season. Okay, but that wasn't Deshaun Watson on the field. Let's remember that as well. So now you come to Carolina. Look at the body language of the players. They don't believe in this dude. They're not sold on him. I'm not saying they think he's going to fail, Ryan.
Right.
I'm just saying they don't believe in him.
Cleveland, I like Baker.
They lost to Cleveland, the Giants, and the Cardinals.
I like Baker.
They're not getting beat by the elite of the
league. You mentioned Matt Rhule. They're 1-26 under Matt Rhule when an opponent scores 17 points. 1-26. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, our most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings awaits you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. I'm Molly Karam, and I hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening to the pod.
There is no greater name to have than that right there, the playmaker. I ain't talking about Michael. I'm talking about the playmaker. And these guys made plays. It is time now for my top playmaker. The theme this week, if only I can get this from you every week. Let's start with number three. If only I can get this from you every week, Justin Jefferson. 10 receptions, 147 yards. Justin Jefferson against the Saints, and more importantly, against Marshawn Lattimore, because you let Darius Slay get some time in. And as wide receivers, when we go against DBs, we want to make sure we shut them down and shut them out. Chad Baker, you, my number three playmaker. If only I can get this out of you every week, I can get my boy Kirk Cousins back in that MVP.
Oh, that's
so give me to me. Josh Jacobs, I need this out of you every week. 144 yards rushing, that's a career high. Two rush TDs. Josh Jacobs was running the ball, and I love how he was a finisher. I know you got Derek Carr. I know you got Devontae Adams. I know you got Darren Waller. I know you got Riff. I know you got all of that. But Josh Jacobs, I need you doing this. If only I can get you, I get this out of you every week. The Raiders can get back in contention and do some things. Now, my number one playmaker, dude, if only I get this out of you every week. I know when you first got drafted, you came out here out east. It didn't go well for you in New York. Geno Smith played some football yesterday. Geno Smith had 320 yards, man. Geno Smith was throwing that
Who
ball.
Who had to play football
Geno
against the Lions?
Geno Smith did a great job. If only I can get this out of him every week, his career could end up in a great place. I want to show you this board. You know Geno's playing better than Russ, the Wilson, the man that was
that
out
is.
There.
He is. That's true.
That's true. 77% completion percentage. Geno Smith, man. One thing Commissioner Goodell told me, he wants every story to end well. I want your story to end well. If only I can get this out of you every week, my brother, your story will end well.
I can ask you a question.
Geno Smith, my top favorite.
Did you just ignore Patrick Mahomes because he does it a lot?
Yeah. Well, because Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to get that out of him every week.
Okay.
I don't need to ask
this is more like the playmaker's theme.
Hold on. I'm getting that out of him.
Well, if you know you're going to get that out of Patrick Mahomes every week, why did we start off the show with you saying you wasn't convinced about Kansas City's offense since you know you're going to get that out of him every week?
Rewind.
I know when I'm going to get out of Patrick Mahomes. I know when I'm going to get out of other dudes.
You got to get it out of the other dudes if he's throwing the football.
Patrick can't throw it. I need somebody else on the other end to give me my piece. But Patrick Mahomes, man.
Let me also say
he's a bad boy.
I agree with you about Jacobs because he's a bad brother.
But if you can do that every week,
he needs to, because if you don't, you have to depend on Jared Carr.
Right.
And he hasn't proven we can depend on him every week.
Yeah. This year, especially other than Josh McDaniels.
And let me tell you something. It was huge for Justin Jefferson to get that game against Marshawn Lattimore to show the rest of his team, I can beat these number one dudes, because he's going to see those number one dudes every week. That's why I said he has to get in there every week.
And so Kirk can win it.
Kirk Cousins. That's a byproduct. That's what a byproduct. It's called a byproduct. You can just get me that on the way out the door. Just a byproduct of it. That's all
I want. That's good, Pinkless. Gino needed some love. I'm glad you gave Gino his flowers.
Right now,
Gino. Oh, my God.
I will say this. He does make a point. Gino is looking better than Russell Wilson. They're not in Seattle. They're not sweating Russell Wilson's departure the way I thought they were.
Pretty insane. Yeah. But I'm happy for Geno.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Don't look now, but is the NFC East becoming a beast? With week four of the season wrapping up tonight, the NFC East will be the only division with three teams that have three wins thus far, with the 4-0 Eagles, 3-1 Cowboys, and 3-1 Giants all securing victories on Sunday. Playmaker, is the NFC East the best division in football right now?
Boy, it surely looks like it. It's back to those great old days, man, when the NFC East ran everything. And I'm going to tell you something, what I've noticed over the last few years, as the Cowboys have won the NFC East, everybody tagged to the NFC East, only trying to strip the Cowboys of their glory. That's the only reason it got tagged to NFC East, because the Cowboys were winning, so they made it that. But now, you see what you're seeing. The NFC East is back in its dominant position. The top division, again, we came into this league talking all this year, talking about AFC West, AFC West, AFC West. No, it's the Cowboys, it's the Eagles, it's the Giants. It's back to the East where it belongs. It's a strong division. Looks like the best in the country.
Incredibly ignorant position on your part. I'm not listening to that at all. I would still go with the AFC West. Without question, I would do that, number one. Number two, let me say this to you, because it's very, very important. When we look at the Philadelphia Eagles, I think the Eagles are legit. I'm going to stand on that. The Dallas Cowboys, you know, you got your backup quarterback. You got questions on the offensive side of the ball. We'll see. The Giants, listen, you got Dable and you got Saquon Barkley, okay? You don't have an offensive line. You don't have wide receivers. You don't have a number one at the quarterback position. I ain't trying to hear that. Well, don't get me started with the Commanders. Even their name is jacked up, let alone their team. Don't get me started with them, okay? That corny, whack name. I don't know who the hell came up with it. The Commanders. They'd have been better off going with the Washington Generals. The Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs. Listen, we see Justin Herbert in the Los Angeles Chargers. We can't ignore that. Again, Denver's defense is real. I don't know what the hell is going on with Denver right now on offense with Judy and Sutton at the wideout spot. I don't understand. Javonte Williams got hurt, though, but yeah. I'm just saying, I got to watch out for them. But I'm like, you're looking at their personnel. And the Raiders wasn't supposed to be 0-3. So Josh McCann's got something to prove. But personnel-wise, with Jacobs, with Davante Adams, with a Derek Carr, with Waller.
Right, okay,
We're talking results. I would love to be on your side here.
You wouldn't.
We're talking results.
Listen, I know, man, I'm here because of you, but you're wrong. The Philadelphia Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
I ain't questioning the Eagles at all.
Best team in the NFC.
I ain't questioning that.
And so now you got the Dallas Cowboys, who we thought weren't going to win a game without Dak, and they won three in a row.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know it's the Bengals, and I know it's the Commanders, and I know it's the Giants. But they're 3-1, Stephen.
I understand, but that don't make them the best team in the best division.
The Giants. 3-1. Do not believe the Giants are world beaters because the Giants beat the Denver Broncos.
That's what we talking about.
But you got to beat who's on your schedule. And all three of those teams in the West are below.
I'm not taking credit away from them. Broncos. I'm just saying that's not the best division in football.
I'm not projecting if we played a tournament between every division that they win.
Okay, what I'm saying is
right now, where they are in the season, the Philadelphia Eagles, I put them up against anybody. I tried the Philadelphia Eagles to Buffalo. I'd bring them to Kansas City.
I wouldn't put nobody else against them. I'd bring anybody.
I'm saying I'd bring them to Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'd bring Philadelphia Eagles anywhere.
So would I.
The defense of the Dallas Cowboys will travel.
Anywhere.
Anyway.
And you put that up against anybody.
Anybody.
I agree with that.
Anybody.
And now I think Kellen Moore has gotten to a point. Now I understand how to make this work with Dak, too.
Right.
I understand how to get the ball out to Noah Brown, like CeeDee Lamb. Michael Gallup is healthy now.
It's coming
now
back.
We getting Pollard and Ezekiel Rowland.
Right.
The Cowboys, honestly, when they get Dak back, they actually might be able to get to the Super Bowl.
Now, you know what? I really feel you finally forgive me for beating Pittsburgh in Super Bowl 30. I really feel. See what I'm saying? He's right. He said so.
Oh, my God.
Ryan, good analysis. Okay. Good work around here today, Ryan. Okay. He knows what he's doing, Ryan knows what he's doing.
I'm good with it. This
is how it starts. Okay? Because Cowboy fans everywhere go hold on to what Ryan Clark just said. Right, and they go, I got to deal with it because they're going to get on my damn nerves. But you see what Ryan Clark said? What? You see what Ryan Clark said? You're going to have a whole bunch of subscribers to the Pippin. Did you hear what he said? They're going to go all of that. They're going to be all hyped and everything. Right. But you know what? That's what makes the fall that much deeper. Right. I love the fact that he said, let Cowboy fans everywhere. He did it to y'all because I know y'all going to hold on to that. Watch. Just be patient. Right. Just be patient.
They got two big games coming up.
They got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Are you ready for this? I don't believe they going to the playoffs personally, but let's just say for the sake of argument, I'm wrong. They ain't going to win a playoff game again. Watch. It's going to happen again.
That defense is different. And Michael Parsons now is taking his rightful place.
Yep.
He's probably, him and Aaron Donald, this is real close. If you did right now, who's the best defensive player in the NFL?
I agree.
This is real close right now.
I agree.
Between Michael Parsons and Aaron Donald.
Well, guess what? They get to play Aaron Donald Sunday.
Right. That's what. Yeah. Hey, I'm cranking it out right now. I know who they playing this week. That's why I'm cranking it out.
We're gonna see this thing.
You can say it's gonna be so fly and so fly now because they'll be there next week. Right. You can say it won't be there next week. Not for no damn Super Bowl, but they'll be there next week. It's on the schedule.
And
it's on the schedule.
And we're gonna get to so fly and we're gonna get to the Rams. I don't think we gave enough love for what they did to the Commanders just yet. So let's finish that on this show, and then we'll get to the Rams and all that stuff after we beat them next week. But this week, we beat the Commanders.
I should fly out to L.A. for that game. I really
You just want to go to L.A.
No, I just got back. I'm good with it. But I'm going to save it because I think I'm going to go to Lincoln Financial Field.
Okay. You want
to
show up? We got to leave it there.
Want to come with me?
We'll talk about your travel schedule later.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Now for a follow-up on one of the biggest stories of last week, NFL Players Association fired the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant who evaluated Dolphins quarterback Tua and allowed him to return to playing after taking hits to the head in the Bills game. The Dolphins initially listed him as questionable to return with a head injury, but later clarified that a back injury is what he suffered earlier in the game that had caused him to stumble. The NFLPA is currently reviewing how that concussion protocol played out. Our source telling our Dan Graziano that the neurologist was interviewed Friday as part of an investigation where it was determined he made several mistakes. Tua also will be interviewed this week, and the league and the union issued a joint statement on Saturday that they agree that modifications to the concussion protocol are needed to enhance player safety. That's for sure. Michael, what's your reaction to this whole story?
Listen, and I'm glad that they're making all the changes that they need to make. To get it right, you know, watching that what was difficult. My whole take too, what I watched after I saw what happened on the football field, after that, I had an issue with how this thing all transpired. I mean, I felt like everybody was placing this on Coach McDaniel. And I thought that was totally unfair. Totally unfair. This is a first-year coach who has come in and has done an incredible job with the football team by putting players in position to win and using their gifts and their talents. And we had a very unfortunate situation. For people to start questioning this man's character, he has nothing in his history that says he has anything anywhere would put anybody in harm's way like this. For us to start putting it on him, where he has to sit up here and describe his intimate relationship and how close him and Tua is, so we can try to believe his reasoning behind playing Tua. I thought that was too far. I thought that was wrong. You know, he didn't make the final decision. I'm glad they got rid of the people that they thought might have made a bad decision or made a mistake in the process of evaluating Tua. But we were absolutely out of line and pushing this upon Coach McDaniel. This is a young man who just got in the league. Moving forward, players are going to determine, do I want to go over there and play with him? And to put this on him, and he hadn't earned it, I thought was wrong. And I actually thought it was some jealousy by some of the other people in the league of his success. And I heard people say, I haven't seen anything like this in 40 years. Stop lying. 12 years we've had this protocol in place. Before that, we used to watch people get knocked out, go over to the bench, me, myself, take smelling salt and go back in the game. The hyperbole to try to make him look even worse is what I did not like. I thought they were wrong for doing that.
I disagree with you. I get where you're coming from, and I don't mind deferring to you. I recognize how serious this subject is, and I'm not joking about it.
Right.
When you talk about the personnel in the NFL and what they've seen, you know I don't. I'm going to defer to you on that. But what I would tell you is this. It's not about attacking Mike McDaniel's character. It's about attacking what he said in the aftermath of it. It's not like he said nothing and people are making assumptions. We watched him at a press conference talk right. about how they said it was his back. He was cleared to go. That's what matters. I'm paraphrasing. Those weren't right, his right, exact right, words. Right, go. What I'm saying is you are a head coach in the National Football League. You've been a coach in the National Football League now in some capacity since 2005. Right. You've been around enough situations to watch this man get up, Tua Tagovailoa, watch him get up, fall back down. That wasn't no damn back injury. That was a concussion. Knowing the protocol, knowing how serious this of a subject this has become, recognizing the danger involved, knowing that there's a game that's coming up 4 days later. Not only did he leave the game, he came back and played in the same game, which endangered him. Then when he got injured against Cincinnati, everybody talks about it's that second concussion because the first one is bad enough, but when you get back-to-back ones, it can really, really do you tremendous harm. What I'm saying is, again, John Harbaugh saying he never seen anything like it. You want to undress that? I'm cool with it. My point is you can't sit in front of our face, people who haven't played football, anybody and their mama knew that Tua had a concussion. He got up. He collapsed. That was not about his back. Right. And for Mike McDaniels to focus on that and to be oblivious to it as the head coach, you have to – I know they made the call about him medically, but you, with your own two eyes, had the power to see something ain't right.
Right.
Now, you can't – and based on his quotes, you can't ask that question of him. That's not character assassinating him. That's saying, yo, coach, what are you talking about? There's a difference.
Right. But and now let's remember this. This is a first-year coach, and he's trying to make his mark. And he's dealing with some high-end athletes who all want to play, who all want to play. And this is the team he has to lead the rest of the way. He leans on the knowledge he gets from the doctor.
Okay.
Bill Belichick said, I just get the information from the doctors. He's day-to-day. I just thought they were wrong for putting that on Mike McDaniel.
It's not all of them.
They were wrong
for putting it on him. But he don't need to be doubling down on what he's saying.
He shouldn't be in his name.
Rams Niners tonight on ESPN Monday Night Football. We'll have all the reaction tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.